So, sir, your line has directly connected to me. You reach extension 1. My name is Catherine. Let me go ahead and check in my system, and I will definitely help out that issue. Can you please provide me your first name and last name? Can you please spell out your last name? And you have any middle name initial? Middle name. Can you please provide me your mailing zip code? And make sure I'm talking with the right person or no. Just for the verification, I have your last 4 digits of your social. And did you receive a case number in your email? Can you please provide me that case number? Okay. And in which email did you receive a message? Can you please provide me your email address? Okay, the first name and the last name at gmail.com. Is that correct, sir? Okay, so you can write down my information as well. You have a pen, a piece of paper with you. So my first name is Catherine. That is K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, Catherine. My middle name initial, that is a letter A, like alpha. And my last name is Caldwell. Caldwell, that is my last name. And my extension number, 101. That is my extension number. If you have a bad reception or if you got disconnected, you can call me back from the same number and you can provide my name and my extension. So they will directly connect to my extension as well. And I will go ahead and provide information what was and exactly you receive an email for our department. But before I go ahead and provide information, I would like to inform you that this is a federally recorded line and this is a three-way conference call with the Department of Homeland Security, the U.S. Marshal, and the DEA Department. So whatever you speak or commit must be true and honest. Since this is ongoing investigation and the case is not being concluded, we can only provide you with the limited information, only the summary and not the whole detail. So if you have any question or if you have any doubt, you can ask me after I'm done giving you the information, okay? And this case is about a money laundering and drug trafficking. You have any idea about a money laundering and drug trafficking? So because there is a money laundering and drug trafficking charges under your name, that reason this is a very confidential information. That's why you receive an email for department. And today we are ongoing investigation about the case. You are the one or who is doing this behind you. So the United States Postal Service Administration Department started receiving a multiple requests for the change of addresses under your name and your social security number. So here is the list of addresses linked to your social security number. The first address is 6744 Great Oak Drive, Acondro, Texas. The zip code is 77385. You have any idea about this address? And the other address is 2049 Rolling Meadow Drive, Apartment 202, Dallas, Texas. The zip code is 75211. You have any idea? And what about the 7829 Lawson Drive, El Paso, Texas? The zip code is 79904. You have any idea about this address? And there is a multiple addresses in the state of Texas, in the state of Washington, and we don't have any idea which one is your current address. Can you please provide me your current address, sir? Yes, because there is a money laundering and drug trafficking charges under your name, sir. Yes, if you're not the one, then you need to cooperate with us so that we can go ahead and work together and find it. If you're not the one, someone has stolen your identity. That reason today we are ongoing investigation about the case. So that reason, sir, if you're not the one, someone has stolen your identity and they were doing this kind of illegal activities running under your information. But if you're not found a ready cooperate, if still federal government are primarily suspected you are the one or who's doing this behind you. Because there is a money laundering and drug trafficking charges under your name, and here is a multiple addresses in the state of Washington, in the state of Oregon. And we don't have any idea which one is your current address. Can you please provide me your current address, please?